Aaliyah and Elizabeth, yes. And today we're going to talk about what?
BTS Jimin and Jungkook injuries.
Yeah, and I think our music's too loud because you keep dancing and we're not paying attention to what we're saying, so I'll turn it down. Okay, but before I do that, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners by the name of Quinn Blue. Quinn Blue applauded one of our previous episodes and also favorited us, and we definitely appreciate that. So we just want to say hi to Quinn Blue and tell you thank you for listening.
Yay!
Okay, so injuries. You want to talk about Jungkook's first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So last week.
It was last week already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big hit what?
Big Hit came out with an announcement that said that Jungkook will not be dancing. He will be singing, but it's because that he was lightly stretching.
Yeah, yeah, in quotes, like lightly stretching. Mm-hmm, right.
Like trying to do some flips off the stage or something.
Right.
But it said that he was lightly stretching and he ended up like
hurting
his some
heel.
Of the equipment.
Oh, yeah, hitting furniture, I think they said. He hit some furniture. I don't know. I don't even know.
Only Jungkook and Big Hit and BTS know.
Okay, so and they said that he hurt his heel.
Yes.
Okay.
And he ended up getting stitches.
Okay, but we didn't know that at the time.
Yes.
Okay, so all we knew is he hurt his heel, and then they said that it's not serious, but the medical professionals said that dancing could worsen the injury, so he wouldn't be dancing.
Yep.
Okay. So then we were like super anxious to see what would happen during the concert, which was only a few hours later.
Yep.
Like it was like right before the concert that this happened. And so then we saw footage of Jungkook sitting in a chair on stage.
Yeah, and he cried a couple.
Yeah, that was so hard for him because I think he's such an active person. B, because he wants to do well. And C, because he feels bad. Like, he feels like he's not giving enough for ARMY and for the people who, like, paid money to see him perform. He probably feels like, oh, you know, like, I let you guys down.
And last tour that happened to Jimin, so, yeah.
So, what are your thoughts about,
like,
seeing Jungkook seated during the concert?
It made me, like, really sad because, like, exactly what you said, that, like, he probably just feels, like, super bad, you know what I mean? So, but I was just, like, you know, I was like, the boys will take care of him and stuff, so I wasn't too worried, but it made me sad. So.
Yeah, it made me sad, too. I mean, anytime anyone's hurt, like, it makes you sad.
Especially someone that you really care
about. And I thought that the other members did, like, a really good job of, like...
Keep trying to keep him happy.
Yeah, keep him happy, making him laugh. Especially Jin. Did you notice how much Jin, like, took it upon himself to,
really?
Like...
I noticed Jimin a lot was trying
Jimin
to, like...
too. Oh, yeah. Because there was a couple times where Jungkook, like, broke down and, like,
Jimin
like,
was like...
He, like, ran to him. He, like, sprinted. No, Jungkook! I'll save you! Yeah, so they did a really good job. And then I thought... they did a good job of trying to keep him included in the show too. Like it wasn't like, you know,
okay, there you are.
Yeah. You
would go over there,
right.
You know, and stuff.
Interact with him, dance around him. Yeah. And then I think the second night he started doing like the shoop on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the first night when he actually got hurt, he tried to get up and do the shoot dance, but the people on the stage told him not to.
No, stop.
And then he ended up crying, but
that's rough. That's rough though. Like you know what it's like to be like active and then to be injured and like you're like, yeah, but I want to do it. Like I want to do it. Mm-hmm. But like you can't.
Yeah. Or like just not having enough courage to do something too.
Yeah, but
that's not so much what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I think too, because if you look at it from like you know, this is what makes him happy. This is his life. And, like, for a moment, like, he wasn't able to do that. And we don't know the exact circumstances of what happened.
Yeah.
So maybe the way that it happened to made him feel worse. Yeah. I don't know. Like, if he was just being silly, he might have been like, oh. Like I'm so mad at myself for trying that because now I can't dance. Or okay, so then later we found out he had stitches.
Yep.
So this was, I'm sorry, this was not due to lightly stretching. Yeah. Like, I don't know anyone who has lightly stretched themselves into stitches. Like, no, it's possible,
yeah,
but not likely. Not likely.
Yeah.
So anyways, so stitches is like a big deal. Yeah. And
okay. Wait.
Okay,
they
wait.
Said that the injury wasn't too serious, but I think that that's pretty serious if they have to get stitches.
Yeah, and I don't know how many, and I don't know how deep the stitches went, because yeah, if you have like a really deep cut, which is called a laceration, like you have to get the stitches that dissolve on the inside,
yeah,
and then they do more on the outside. Mm-hmm. So I don't know anything further other than he had stitches.
Yep.
They probably won't tell us too.
Yeah.
which is fine. But like one of the things that is concerning is like the possibility of a fracture on his heel too.
Yeah.
Now I don't think that's likely because usually when you have a fracture, your pain gets worse. And he seems to be
getting better.
Yeah, but a calcaneal fracture or a heel fracture is one of the most missed fractures on an X-ray,
yeah,
meaning you could go get an X-ray and they don't see it.
Yep.
But anyways, I don't think that's the case with him. But it does sound like it was relatively serious.
Yeah. Just like, oh, it's nothing.
Yeah, because he's...
Maybe they just didn't want to worry Army.
I'm sure that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
But he's still not dancing.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like a week now and he's still not dancing.
Which makes sense, but they
but
all...
like they made it seem like it'd only be like that night.
Right. Yeah. So. And they haven't told us like what his expected, like it's called prognosis, but like his recovery is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he should be fine within 2 weeks or,
yeah,
you know.
Like, well, we might as well just see,
yeah,
and depending on any questions that don't answer.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. What would you think if you had been, like, if you didn't know, okay, let's say you didn't know, and you, like, yeah, and you show up to the concert that night, and you see Jungkook
sitting
in a chair, yeah. What would you have, like, what would have been your reaction?
My first reaction would be to cry, because
yeah,
I would think that he'd be seriously hurt.
Right.
And then when I would see him crying, obviously I would cry, but, like, oh, if I showed up to the concert and I saw him sitting down, I think I would be a little bit sad just because I'd be like, man, like, I, you know, like, and I look up to Jungkook and, like, I love the way he dances. So I would just be like, oh, man, I don't get to see him dance. But at the same time, I'd be way more worried about his health.
Right.
So,
And you're just being honest.
Yeah.
Like, you would just have, like, that slight momentary,
that
like,
know?
Pause where you're like, oh, bummer.
Yeah.
You know?
But...
Okay, so when it comes to Jungkook, we just want to wish him, like, a speedy recovery because we know how disappointing this injury is for him.
Yeah.
And we want him to heal well, you know, especially because we don't want this to affect him in the future.
Yeah.
But he's young, and, I mean, I'm sure it won't.
And he's still a baby.
Yeah,
so.
He's a baby. Okay, so now let's talk about Jimin.
Okay.
Okay, so then, like, a couple of shows later... Big Hit puts another announcement out.
Saying, I thought it was the same one, but then when I read it, I was like,
yeah. Because it looked the same.
Yeah, yeah, it was Jimin this time.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, I got...
But what did they say?
They said that he wasn't going to make an appearance on a show because he had, like, sore muscles in his neck. And, like, his neck was really hurting him and stuff, so he had, like, really bad pains.
Yeah.
And he even showed up to the show and everything and wanted to go on. But he was wearing a neck brace, and they were like, no, just, you know, stay off. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's concerning. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm so glad I didn't see him. It's called a cervical collar. Yeah, the neck brace. But I'm so glad that I didn't see him in that, because that's like, that would like stay with me to see one of the members in like a collar like that. Like, that would look serious. Oh, I have not. I have not. And I'm so glad I didn't. Here's the thing, though. Tours are very, very stressful and taxing on your body, okay?
Yeah.
And then when you're traveling, like, your immune system gets kind of suppressed, so you don't fight things as well. You're tired, which makes you more susceptible to injury.
And you guys got to remember that, like, they come all the way to America, and, like, that's, like, a day, like, off of, like,
it's time. The complete opposite.
Yeah.
The time zone is complete opposite. And then, but then they're just constantly traveling, constantly in the air, moving from place to place, doing interviews, rehearsing, you know.
Yeah. And, like, they like to go out and, like, explore.
Yeah, they want to explore. So it takes its toll. And dancing is so hard, especially their type of dancing.
I can dance for an hour, and I don't even dance as good as them.
Jimin is a dancer, so he will put his everything
into the dance.
Yeah.
You can totally tell that, too. Like, when you see him live or just, like, on video, like, you can tell that he cares about his dancing.
Yeah.
So.
What
do you think?
The thing about me is, typically, when you have some sort of muscle strain or pull in your neck region, they actually advise that you don't put a collar on.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do, that it's for a very short amount of time, because it actually can hurt things.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he only wore it.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm glad they didn't keep him on that. Or on this. Wait. I'm glad they didn't keep that on him. You know, every episode I mess something up. Okay. Anyways, I'm glad he didn't wear that for a while. And I think that if nothing else, this is kind of like an eye-opening experience to everyone to be like, okay, like, we're really pushing it. We need to rest when we can.
Yeah.
We need to take care of ourselves. We need to not be lightly stretching on furniture whenever possible. And really, really, like, do some serious self-care, you know?
Army's gonna, like, be outside of Big Hits building and be like, they need rest.
But at the same time, they remind me of, like, elite athletes where you know you need rest, but you love it so much, you don't rest. You keep going, you know, like CrossFit athletes, they keep working. Even though their body could literally give out on them, they keep going.
Oh, man.
So anyways, that's what this reminds me of. And we're just hoping that, you know, they take care of themselves the rest of the tour.
And you take care of themselves, but otherwise I'll go there and do it for them.
That's the thing, is every time they get hurt, I just, like, want to run to them and be like, let me help you. Who needs kinesio tape? I will tape you up. Okay, so anyways, what do you want to end with?
No other members get hurt, please.
Okay.
Take care of yourselves. And I hope that all members that got hurt get better.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And thanks for all your support and all of your support for BTS. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.